The latest production from Lyric Theater and Illinois opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The Adventures of Little Sharp Ears by the Czech composer Leo Janáček follows wildlife as they move from the farmyard through the forest. I spoke with Barrett Johnson, who plays the fox, and director Sarah Wigley, who says this opera is geared toward an audience of all ages and experience with opera.
It is geared toward youth, but it has this kind of a Disney concept where adults will love it too. So it's really for all ages. We don't want to shy away from all ages attending the production, of course. I would say that what we want to make sure is present is that it's a fantastic kind of beginning opera for those people. Even if you're 102, if you've never seen an opera, this would be a wonderful introduction for opera. And that comes from the fact that it is in English, of course, and it is 90 minutes of actual sung theater on stage. And it's very movement heavy, so it's a lot of animal movement techniques. We actually have a full-time animal movement director that's always with me, helping everyone. I know Barrett's really enjoyed working with Genesee Spridko, who specializes in how you move if you're a badger or a fox or a grasshopper or a cricket. So it's a really different, it's kind of eye candy production, but also ear candy, 60-piece orchestra. So it's really fun for all ages.
Sounds like it. And Barrett, if you could just talk about your movements as a fox. What are some things that you've learned? How does a fox move? How do you make that look like something natural when you're on stage?
Yeah, so that was, a really interesting process just to let it kind of get into your bones and let it become muscle memory. This idea of what part of your body to lead with. So foxes, once we have these rehearsal headpieces that are almost exactly, it's the same model that we wear for the performances, and they're just these large, you know, you've got this nose, fox nose above your head. So letting that lead, as, you know, foxes primarily lead with their noses and senses of smell, and we as people aren't used to doing that. So learning how to, like, really allow myself to use my head and my chest, and it felt so foreign at first, but kind of allowing it to become a part of, again, like I said, muscle memory. And especially with this pretty challenging score, letting that settle in, it was a lot of work. But once it became just a part of what we do, it's just a lot of fun. It's fun to play with it and, you know, experience something new every time I'm on stage.
And as far as the ear candy goes, Janáček, like a lot of composers from Czechoslovakia, that area from that time, incorporating a lot of folk music into the production as well. Could you talk about that a little bit, Sarah?
Absolutely. Moravian folk rhythms are a big part of this piece. So it is definitely tuneful, but also very difficult. Complicated meters. Complex rhythms. It's a difficult sing for sure. And that's why it's... it's great for youth because it is definitely tuneful, but any musician who's going to be in the audience will respect how hard and complex the orchestration is as well.
Yeah, what was it like, you know, learning some of those parts and especially incorporating the orchestra into that as well?
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's still just like this. It's still something we're like gradually piecing together, I feel, and it'll be that way through the end of the run. I mean, as with any show, like there's always something new. Well, starting from the very beginning and just establishing notes and rhythms was its own animal. It was just so, the meter changes every few bars. It's definitely like the most challenging score I've ever worked with. And then, so once, you know, establishing the notes and rhythm and then trying to memorize that and then piecing together like motivation and character and relationship and then on top of that movement and now finally getting into the, with, you know, adding the orchestra, it's a lot to think about. There's just new sounds kind of coming at you, like in our Zitz probe the other day. It's like, oh, that, like, that's that instrument over there and the piano reduction that I heard, you know, the past couple months. So it's definitely very tricky. And like I said, I really think it's the most challenging score I've worked with. But I mean, it's gorgeous now that it's really coming together. It's so beautiful and so fun to sing. Nothing can touch it. Run to the horizon, clad in gowns of crystal, glittering silver, they ripple and rush down the hillside. Departure.
Sarah, this piece kind of has an interesting history, at least a little bit I was able to piece together. You know, premiered in 1924. Doesn't seem like it really picked up a lot of momentum in getting a lot of performances around the world until later. Mm-hmm. Italian premiere maybe in the late 50s, English premiere in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. How did you become familiar with the work and what made you want to program it for Lyric Theater?
Well, many people in the operatic community will know this piece as The Cunning Little Vixen. And I knew that there was potential for so much movement on stage. And I also knew it had a large cast of characters. And a lot of different types of animals, insects, furry creatures, and also humans. And I thought, what a fantastic way to use this as a teaching moment in the program to really work movement incorporated with singing and experiment with what it's like to play an animal. And also for our costumes department, how fun, because of course, it's all students. Our costume designer is getting an MFA in costume design to be able to build costumes that are for animals set in Moravian folk costuming. So I knew it had so much creative potential for many different pockets of the university and collaboration, how we could collaborate. But the basic things are, it's a lot of roles. It had tons of animal movement, and it was a gorgeous score. I always knew that. It has been done in many different ways. A lot of times the companies will run with how this could be very much adult-themed about grappling with life and death and aging, but we've really chosen to approach this more of it's about communing with nature and the cyclic theme of life, kind of circle of life is what we're really approaching it as.
The Adventures of Little Sharp Ears opens tonight at 7:30 at Krannert Center's Tryon Festival Theater. Find the full schedule at krannertcenter.com. I spoke with director Sarah Wigley and Barrett Johnson, who plays the Fox. And Lyric Theater will be back at Krannert Center next week for a production of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. That'll be a lightly staged production with Sinfonia da Camera.